You can feel a change in the air when it comes to our weather. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. As you step outside, you can feel the change in the air. A series of cold fronts this week will bring some frigid temperatures to much of the upper Midwest.
With this upcoming pattern change, we are going to see colder air starting to settle across the central and eastern United States. It will not come all at once, not one big blast of Arctic air, but it will come in stages. And so for the rest of this week, we're looking at least three weather systems. Each one by itself will draw down a little bit more cold air. So by the time we get to this weekend, we will be looking at the return of sub-zero temperatures broadly across the upper Midwest for the first time since the first half of December.
That's Brad Rippey. He's the USDA's meteorologist, and he said this is the first time this month, as well as this new year, that we've seen these colder temperatures.
And certainly we will be looking at bitterly cold conditions, at times accompanied by wind. And so I have to keep an eye on the livestock situation across the northern tier. And just like December, we're really looking at areas from northeastern Montana, extending eastward across the Great Lakes region into the northeast, being the center of this cold blast. And we will be looking at those sub-zero temperatures as early as this weekend, and cold weather expected to continue well on into next week.
Rippey said it's possible we could see some snow along with the system.
Despite all these disturbances moving across the northern tier, we're not going to see any significant winter storms. We're just looking at a series of relatively weak disturbances moving across the northern tier. They're going to be good for generating some snow along each of the paths of the individual storm systems.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.